This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's Wagner boss threatens a Bakhmut pullout in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The owner of the Wagner Group has vowed to pull his troops out of the protracted battle for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut next week, accusing Russia's military command of starving his forces of ammunition and causing them heavy losses. Yevgeny Prigozhin, a notorious millionaire with long-time links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, claims his forces had planned to capture Bakhmut by May 9. But he says he hasn't received enough artillery ammunition supplies from the Russian military since Monday. Known for his bluster, the Wagner boss has previously made unverifiable claims and made threats he hasn't carried out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization said Friday that COVID-19 no longer qualifies as a global emergency. This marks a symbolic end to the devastating coronavirus pandemic that triggered once unthinkable lockdowns, upended economies worldwide, and killed at least 7 million people. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus first declared COVID-19 to be an emergency more than 3 years ago. Here's what he said today.
It's therefore with great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
The UN health officials, agency's officials said even though the emergency phase is over, the pandemic hasn't come to an end, noting recent spikes in cases in Southeast Asia and the Middle East. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Friday she's stepping down from that position effective June 30th. Dr. Rochelle Walensky was one of the faces of U.S. President Joe Biden's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. She reportedly announced she was stepping down at a CDC staff meeting. President Biden has confirmed that announcement. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese declared on Friday that enough is enough over the continued imprisonment of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Bill Mercer reports.
Speaking in London, where he is for the coronation of British King Charles III, Albanese said he's frustrated a diplomatic solution to Assange's case hadn't been reached. The Australian-born journalist and publisher is wanted by United States authorities over military records and diplomatic cables leaked in 2010 and 2011, which the US says broke the law and endangered lives. Assange is fighting extradition from Britain and is being held in a high-security prison in London. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Not 6 months since the release of ChatGPT, generative artificial intelligence is already prompting widespread unease in Hollywood. Concern over chatbots writing or rewriting scripts is one of the leading reasons TV and film screenwriters took to picket lines earlier this week. Though the Writers Guild of America is striking for better pay, the World Economic Forum this week released a study predicting nearly a quarter of all jobs will be disrupted by AI over the next 5 years. And on May the 4th, the late actress Carrie Fisher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
Fisher joined Star Wars co-stars with Hollywood stars Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill.
She was our princess, damn it. And the actress who played her blurred into one gorgeous, fiercely independent and ferociously funny take charge woman who took our collective breath away.
People in the crowd were dressed as characters from the Star Wars franchise.
People's love for Leia didn't die with my mom. It continues to get passed on from generation to generation.
Billy Lord said no one will ever be as hot or as cool as Princess Leia. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran and Syria agreed to boost ties and develop economic relations with a focus on reconstruction as the Islamic Republic's President Ibrahim Raisi on Friday concluded a landmark visit to Damascus. A joint statement released Friday said Raisi and his Syrian counterpart, Bashar al-Assad, held late-night talks Thursday in which they discussed, quote, ways to develop and strengthen bilateral relations and emphasized existing cooperation in the field of reconstruction. And America's employers added a healthy 253,000 jobs in April, evidence of a labor market that still shows surprising strength despite rising interest rates, chronically high inflation, and the banking crisis that could weaken the economy. The unemployment rate dipped to a 3.4%, matching a 54-year low. Marissa Melton, VOA News.